CNN's Tapper, Trump vaccine success doesn't erase derelictions of duty on pandemic response. By Pam Key on April 4, 2021. Jake Tapper declared Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that the success of the U.S. coronavirus vaccine rollout set in motion by former President Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed did not excuse his other derelictions of duty on his response to the pandemic. After explaining he received his vaccination, Tapper said, "Thank God for everyone involved at Pfizer, at Moderna, at Johnson & Johnson, and everyone affiliated with Operation Warp Speed, from the scientists to the officials that signed off on the funding, including, yes, former President Trump. You know, we hear a lot from MAGA folks about why the Biden administration seems so reluctant to credit Trump for the vaccines. And look, I get it. They could certainly be more gracious about it. Maybe it is politics. Or maybe it's that Trump screwed up so many other aspects of the response to the pandemic they could not get past the clear derelictions of duty, the refusal to acknowledge what was happening, the undermining of science and scientists, the mocking of those who wore masks, the attacks on Democratic governors for trying to take safety precautions, the promotion of quackery mishandlings that had real tangible impact." Tapper played a video of Dr. Deborah Birx saying, "The first time we have an excuse. There were about 100,000 deaths that came from that original surge. All of the rest of them, in my mind, could have been mitigated or decreased substantially." Tapper said, "All of the rest of them, all of the rest of them is about 450,000 U.S. lives. 450,000 dead fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers, husbands and wives, sons and daughters dead." He added, "Remember when President Trump said that the administration's mitigation effort's success would be if they had only between 100,000 and 240,000 Americans dead? And now the number is more than 550,000. These are your fellow Americans who fell in the red, blood red." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.